Today on This Week in Pop, TV shows got renewed and we don't even know why.
I really don't know why.
AP Bio.
Jenna's favorite superhero is Deadpool. Just kidding.
Oh, not funny. Not funny.
And did you guys watch Arrested Development?
Yes, no. Kind of.
Well, it's great and you should watch it. And we'll talk all about it today. That's This Week in Pop. Welcome to This Week in Pop. I'm Tommy West.
Maxwell.
I'm Jenna.
We're so good at that.
We are.
We have gotten so fantastic at that.
I'm really proud.
We'll mess it up now. It's just bound to happen.
Yes. Lots to talk about. Actually, I can't hear myself. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
I can hear you.
Hello? Is this thing on?
You sound great.
I'm just imagining people listening on their iPhone. Just be like, yeah,
tapping
I can hear
it.
You. Yeah. Right here. Lots to chat about.
You've got some words to eat, whatever the phrase is. Last episode.
I don't know if that's a phrase.
You got some things to retract on because we.
Oh no.
We talked about some AP Bio hate.
Oh
yes.
And here we are, freshly announced season two.
Wow. Yeah.
Which is shocking.
I did not expect that. Here's the thing. As of this taping of this episode, AP Bio is definitely renewed. There's a few others that haven't been yet, but I expected that to be I almost expected the other news to come first for some of the other shows we've been talking about. And then this came really early and I was like, wow, that's okay.
Surprising.
Yeah. It almost gives me hope for some of the other shows that I cared about. That I want to see renewed.
But see, this gives me hope for AP Bio because now they actually have time to flesh out what it should be. Because any show, the first season always kind of sucks. Even look at The Office, look at Parks and Rec, which I like them, but they're not the same as the rest of the show.
Yeah.
Which AP Bio now has a shot to become what it's supposed to be.
I was thinking about that.
Let me know if that happens.
You still haven't tried it.
It's on the cable, and I don't want to do
it's
cable.
Not on cable.
Whatever. It's on,
it's with antennas.
Basic television.
I mean, it is on cable. You can watch it on Hulu and other places, but it is cable. You are right.
I was actually reading about how much they invested in this. I didn't realize how much. I knew that they put up the episodes early on Hulu before they broadcast them on NBC.
Is that true?
They did.
Every week?
No. They put out the first four episodes before they broadcast the first episode on TV, which I thought was a bad sign. Because years ago, that was sort of a bad sign when they burned them off on digital. Go on the internet, losers. Mm. And now it's actually a sort of a sign of, no, we want to get people invested in the show. They also put it up right after the Olympics on NBC.
Okay.
Which I didn't realize. And that was sort of a prime spot of leading in from, I don't know, curling or whatever they did, which apparently worked.
I don't know.
But I thought about that. I thought about what you were saying about Parks and Rec. And I think my second reaction after shock was, okay, now we're going to watch the show grow. Because I guess I never really think about it, but every show, once they have some legs and some runway to become and find themselves, now they're going to have some runway to do that.
I think that's the beauty of HBO in that a lot of the first seasons of HBO are good because they know pretty much off the bat they're going to get a second season.
Yeah.
So they're confident. And a lot of the cable network on the Foxes and the NBCs, they're not confident and they scramble and the show doesn't have the potential that it should unless they get a season two, which AP Bio got. So hopefully things work out for Glenn and Patton.
What do you, I know, and Jenna, unfortunately, you haven't seen this, so you have no idea what we're talking about.
No idea what you're talking about.
We'll get to you eventually on this show. What a great co-host you are. Maxwell, this is, I guess, straight for you, since you're the real driving force behind AP Bio on this podcast.
Sure. And I haven't even been championing it for it that much.
What do you want to see? What do you think needs to change a little bit in the second season?
They got to focus more on the kids. The kids are great.
More kids?
Yeah. The students. There's a lot of limited backstory with the students, and it seems to be focused more on Glenn Howerton's character. Limited Patton Oswalt, but he comes in occasionally. And the B squad of teachers. And I think this season or next season, and they have a chance to maybe go a little darker and focus more on the students because I think there's a lot of potential there.
I think they need to retool.
Cool.
I think they need to retool Glenn Howerton's character, though.
How so?
I think they need to tone him down a bit.
In what sense?
So you're in arrest. I have Arrested Development in my mind. We'll get to that.
Always Sunny.
If you think of Always Sunny and you think about his character at his most angry, that's basically his character on AP Bio. Just vindictive and vicious and wanting to get revenge.
In a funny way?
Sometimes.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, yeah, exactly. Right. So, and the thing is, like, you know, and this isn't spoiling anything. Every time he walks into the classroom, he throws his bag and says, "All right, everyone shut up, just shut up," in a very like Dennis sort way. Of way. And after like the second time, I was like, all right, don't try to make, like, I'm expecting like, here in New York City to walk past Rockefeller Center, like the NBC store, and see a picture of a t-shirt of him going, "All right, shut up," like on a t-shirt, like, "All right, let's not turn this into a catchphrase."
Yeah.
Like,
but that's what they want. They want that.
But they don't know. Like,
I'm sure he'll develop a little bit.
And that's my point is, like, they're trying to, like, initially he was sort of coming off crazy. And I think they need to back off it a little bit because she can't sustain just being crazy.
really?
Well, I mean, even Dennis's character had like glimpses of crazy. True. It wasn't crazy all the time. It seems like they just looked at that and said, "Oh, those are the funniest parts of Dennis," and then tried to make an entire character that just shallow part.
Yeah, but they can succeed in that if they focus more on the other characters, like the kids. And I have to look this girl up because she's one of my favorites. She plays Heather. Her name's Allison
Arm. The one with the glasses.
Yeah. They don't use her a lot, but when they do, it's unbelievable how her comedic timing.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And I need to see more of her. So I think they should focus more on some of the students who have talent. And
how old? They're high school kids? Junior
high? It's high school. It's high school.
I know things.
And these kids, like, in the beginning really had nothing to do. They just, you know, sat there while Glenn Howerton, Dennis, let's just call him Dennis.
Yeah, can we just call him Dennis?
Dennis just did his thing.
Yeah.
And the kids were kind of just in the backdrop, but now they have more time to flesh the characters out, and they should.
There were some episodes where they used the kids and you got to some of their backstory, but I get your point. It wasn't the full, it wasn't focused on them. They were sort of there to play pawn to whatever Dennis was doing.
Yeah. And they got more episodes than normal first seasons get. They got 13 or 14 episodes. And I feel like The Office and Parks and Rec got 6.
Wait, so the second season is going to be 13 or are you saying the original?
The original, the first season. I'm sure the second season will get 22. Most 30 minute sitcoms do, but
I wanted to mention that too. So I was doing my research ahead, and in looking at other NBC renewals, I was shocked talking about that because Good Place only got 13 for next season.
Yes.
I love Good Place.
Yeah.
Something she knows.
That's a show I know.
But like, and that's sort of the thing is, like, I'm wondering how many episodes AP Bio got, because looking at like The Good Place, where they're only going to come back with 13. It's such a short run.
Does that have anything to do with the stars that are in it though? And maybe like their availability and for, you know,
usually they're signed on for the big haul, and there aren't the biggest names on The Good Place.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, Kristen Bell hasn't really been in.
No, but they're amazing. Maybe this might be a new, you know, layout that NBC is shooting for. Yeah. Maybe next season AP Power only gets 13 episodes. That could be the new sitcom formula.
Yeah.
But I mean, Superstore got 22 or 23 this season. I think that's on NBC. So,
but that's becoming like it's kind of funny the way it's gone now, but like Superstore is more of like a mainstream comedy at this point.
Yeah.
The only thing I can think of is for something like The Good Place or whatever. We don't know how many episodes AP Bio got.
No.
The only thing I can think of is, and this is sort of typical, is there's, you know, when the upfronts come out, which is like next week, and we'll find out all the new shows and the lineups and the schedules. We'll eventually find out like what new shows are going to, on the service, like, oh, that's never going to work. That's going to be canceled early. And then they're going to have to go back to The Good Place and be like, oh, we're going to give you a back 9 or like add episodes onto that. So you have the guaranteed 13, but they can always go back to these shows and be like, hey, we're actually going to give you another 7 episodes.
Sure.
And eventually get it to 22 for the season.
But that can also be a problem for the writers who are trying to write out the season for 13 episodes.
Yeah.
Like, shit, we got to write 9 more.
Yeah. So, and that's the thing too, is, I mean, my only disappointment with that was, if you have a show like AP Bio that you're trying to build up, or a show like Good Place that has traction, like the show is getting good response, give it a good runway, like give it a good 22 to like let it play out, like, you know, let people get invested in it. And now is sort of the time for that. But I don't know. I'm not an NBC executive.
You could be, though.
You seem like
it's
you might
easy.
Be.
Yeah. Before we move on from that, I want to also ask, is anyone watch Lethal Weapon on Fox?
No.
Okay.
Moving on.
I'm assuming you have.
No, I haven't. The only reason I mentioned it is because the guy. So it's sort of the Briggs and
Murtaugh.
Which one's not Damon Wayans? Is that Murtaugh or
Rick?
You're getting annoyed at me for not knowing characters. Well, the other guy who's Riggs. Not Damon Riggs.
Riggs.
Apparently got fired from the show. All right, cool. That's it. That's all I know about
Love
it. I don't watch the show.
Wow.
He started like an on-set fight or something. So the show I think is getting renewed, but they're like, all right, we'll just get a new guy to be that guy.
He pulled the timbre.
Oh, geez.
Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, so I guess before we leave TV, Arrested Development.
Yeah.
So
Now you're talking.
I watched the. I got a fire going for you now. I watched everything. I watched the whole remix. It.
Jeez, that was fast.
The remix.
How many did you watch, Jenna?
Zero.
Ah, cool.
Dropping the ball.
How many you watched?
I'm on six, but I'm taking my time. I don't want to digest it all because that's what I did last time.
Yeah.
That's not what you're doing. Don't give me that.
I have too many shows to watch, guys. I'm very busy. I'll get to it.
That was the mistake I made with the first season four. It was like I watched all of them. I waited until 3 a.m. because that's when it came out. It was midnight Pacific, 3 a.m. Eastern.
Yeah.
I stayed up.
Nerd alert.
I watched them all and I was just disappointed. So now I'm taking my time. It's like a fine wine or chiz.
Yeah.
Just a chiz.
Wow. Chiz. I thought chiz. The same thing, Jenna.
Just a fine chiz.
Learning new things about you every day.
I'm just taking it in drop by drop.
I don't think that's the term.
That's not it? Oh.
What are your thoughts so far? I feel like if I say anything else, I'm going to spoil things, but
I love it. I think it's a much better, the format of 22 minutes compared to 30, which is, you know, how much they knocked it down.
Yeah.
They had created 8 additional episodes, maybe even more.
You know, what's funny is, I mean, I watched the whole thing and there's definitely not as much new added content as you would think.
But it kind of feels like it is.
Yeah. And I think, there's a lot more like on the next Arrested Development and things that punch better. The jokes land better. I actually found myself laughing at stuff that I already, when does that ever happen? Like you end up laughing back at a show, like, you know what the joke is.
It's still fun. That's the beauty of Arrested Development. Yeah. The more times you watch it. And the beauty of this is it opens it up to more jokes that you don't, I guess you forget about, like the stimmy, like the fact that they each say stimmy in a certain way. I just love stimmy. And I forgot that in the initial episodes.
Yeah.
I like that they're editing it now where the family's more together as opposed to apart. You know, each episode in the original season four was focused on a certain character and that didn't allow the Bluths to be who they are.
When,
you know, as much as they all hate each other, they're a family and they work best as a family.
Yeah.
And that's what this fateful consequences is what they're calling the season
fateful,
four.
Which I don't get that.
I don't really get it either.
I don't get
it's meant to be, it's better than what it was. And I give Mitch Hurwitz a lot of credit because not a lot of people get the opportunity to retool a show that's already been made. In fact, it's causing an issue with the cast. They want to get paid more.
Oh, really?
They feel like they've done 8 additional episodes and haven't gotten paid for it. The amounts came out for what they were getting paid for. I think it was like $100,000 for individual episodes if you were the star of it.
Okay, I didn't know that.
$50,000 if you were like a minor character and $10,000 if you were barely in it. But now, these fresh crop of episodes, you know, they feel they're entitled to more money, whereas Netflix feels like they already paid them for this content. They can do whatever they want with it.
Yeah.
They kind of already, it's nothing new. It's no new material.
It's not new material, but they feel because they initially were getting paid for a certain amount of episodes and now it's a larger amount that they feel they're entitled to more money.
Oh, wow. More money.
More money. More stimmy.
I think what's funny about that too, I mean, it kind of brings up the topic of, you know, how do you properly lay out? I mean, this is getting into the weeds of business and stuff, but like, how
business
do you?
Talk.
I'm just gonna take a nap while you talk about that.
Hello, contracts.
How do you properly
mortgage?
If you're like Netflix, how do you set up that structure of like, oh, this is what we're gonna pay you?
You mean the company that is sitting on $50 billion?
That's it.
I think they're gonna be fine.
I know, but I'm saying like, how do you? If the actors are coming back and saying, hey, you said you'd pay us per episode and now you redid everything and now it's more episodes and I get like you already did the work, like nothing, like it's not like they get residuals like you would on a typical TV show that's like on television.
Right.
This seems like an argument the actors are not going to win.
Yeah.
I feel like they're going to get something in the new, because there's going to be more seasons if this is going to go well. They want to do a season 6, I'm sure. People want it.
Yeah.
Even though season 4 was mediocre, like judging by the trailer that came out for season 5, it looks amazing.
Yeah.
And they're going to get paid more eventually. So Netflix should just include that in the next contract and everyone should move on.
Problem solved.
I think
See?
The, I think the more confusing. I think the more confusing thing is that it took so long for us to get to a season five.
Yeah.
How many years has it been?
Four, three, maybe. Wow. I mean,
yeah, it's a lot.
I feel like a lot of shows are like that now, though. It's like you gotta wait sometimes.
Well, Maxwell reminded me. I mean, off this podcast, you reminded me that this was one. There were two TV like shows that Netflix is like, we're gonna get into this new television business. We're gonna make our own content. And people are like, what? You're crazy. They're like, all right, House of Cards and Arrested Development. Mm-hmm. And now look at us. Like, right. I was looking on. I was
40 original shows later.
I had to like scroll past all the John Mulaney specials. But like,
why would you do that?
I did, by the way, watch all the specials.
Good.
And you loved them.
I didn't say that.
Okay.
I said whatever. I watched them.
Carry on.
But yeah, I mean, like if you think about where our mindsets are, like it was like a brand new world when the first season came out, and now look at us, like now it's like, why get more seasons quicker?
Yeah, that's where we are.
So yeah, no, I'm looking forward to it. The only thing I would say is, and it's not really ruining anything, but the way it was retooled definitely sets up the fifth season in a much clearer picture, like with Lindsay on like giving like. Basically taking Love's place at the end, like the last episodes, like he disappeared. We need someone to give a speech. Definitely sets her up. She's like, oh, I like this feeling of being up here. Like all that stuff was in the original fourth season, but now it kind of spotlights a little bit better to say, Lindsay likes this feeling of looking like a politician. And then from the trailer, we know it. She's yeah.
Right.
Cool.
Can't wait.
That's all I got.
I love it.
I'm excited.
I love it.
I'm also excited for all, like, we're in New York City and we're, like, there's like, you know, stair cars driving around.
Yes. You showed me something on the walls. Yeah, there's like wallpaper.
An entire building that is literally like redone with like their pictures on it and everything.
Awesome.
So they're doing a lot of like guerrilla campaigning. In fact, last time when they released the show, there was a banana stand here in New York City.
Yeah. Yep.
You got a banana, didn't you?
I did. Mr. Manager.
You got the name tag.
I got the Mr. Manager.
Yes, we just say manager.
No.
And then also, just really quickly, just I guess mention Netflix news. We don't have to actually talk about it, but Ricky Gervais was given a green light for a show
that basically is just letting him ramble about his religious beliefs.
Yeah.
Really? I had a feeling that's what it was going to be.
He's been on this tilt recently. It's just crazy. Yeah. He's like, I mean, I get it. He's atheist, but he's been preaching this on all of his shows.
All of his meetings.
Yeah. Ghost Town and...
That's right. I forgot about Ghost Town.
I actually like Ghost Town.
It was good, but he's very preachy with what he feels is the correct religion.
I didn't watch his other Netflix thingy.
The special that's kind of newish?
No, not his stand-up special. The one he did with Eric, who used to be the Hulk. What's his name?
Eric Bana.
Was it Eric Bana?
I don't know. I don't know what show this is.
Special Correspondence. It was that where they're like, they're supposed to go to like another country and like be like a news crew and they never actually left the country.
Was that a show or a movie?
It was a movie.
This is the problem with Netflix. There's so many things I just don't realize. And I've never once seen that on my browser.
Yeah.
Scrolling between like what you might like. I've never seen it once.
Yeah, there's too much content.
That's what I was thinking. Like when I was saying before, like I was scrolling through the other day past all the John Mulaney stuff. And everything's like Netflix original. I'm like, I don't have even heard of this. Like, are they doing promotion? Are they doing marketing? Like,
the
other thing too is, to your point, when I do see like a trailer for something, like they just released a bunch of trailers for new things that they have coming. And I'm like, all right, yeah, great. But is this a movie? Is this a show? Like, I don't know. And they're never clear about it. It just says, you know, streaming on this date.
Right.
And it's like, okay. Am I investing an hour or several hours?
They have so much content. A lot of it falls through the cracks.
Yeah.
And what's worse is every single category is the same movies.
Yeah.
This is what's popular. This is what's new. If you look at it, it's almost the same thing up and below on the same rows. And it's a little infuriating. Their algorithm for deciding what you might like is a little frustrating because there's a lot more Netflix has they don't necessarily highlight. And they design it that way. They want you to watch the shows that they feel warrant the most exposure. So there's got to be a reason why that Ricky Gervais movie is no longer anywhere there without having to search specifically for it. So
they should hire the engineers from Pornhub. They always get it right for
me.
Do. It's great.
Yes. I mean, what?
It's great. I love your guys' porn habits.
Jenna,
it's great.
Jenna, speaking of porn, other movie news. Mm-hmm. Well, that's all television news. But we talked about Netflix, so it's kind of segued into movie news.
Movie news?
I understand you are very excited about some new announcements.
I am very excited.
I'm saying this because
Breaking
we
news.
Talked before we came into the studio to record this.
This just in. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
I've been ready.
Oh my God. Bill and Ted 3. It's official. It's happening.
It's about time. I'm excited. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like that. The only concern I have, which by the way, I heard they got, who's the guy? Oh man, I'm very bad with names. If
clearly.
You can't tell. The guy who played Death.
Yeah.
Oh God, this is going to bother me.
The guy with the really weird smile.
I'll get it.
Yeah.
I'll get it. I know his name.
While you're looking, I'll tell you, it's going to be called Bill and Ted 3. Face the Music or something along those lines. Bill and Ted are going to face the music with their daughters.
It's a horrible title.
I know, it really is. And the premise is that someone from the future comes and tells them that their song will save the world.
But I thought it already did.
Again. But it's going to do it again.
Oh,
they're with their world. Daughters.
Their daughters' in a world. Songs. Wait, so I have a question. Do you remember what year when they went into the future in the original Bill and Ted? Yeah. What was the year?
Ooh, Jenna. Ooh.
This is a Bill and Ted trivia.
I'm so nervous. I'm not good with trivia.
Or pressure,
know.
Or questions, or anything.
It was the 80s, safe to
say. I know, but that was the original when the movie came out. But I'm saying when they go in the future, in the 80s.
Oh, when they're
movie.
In the future.
Right, what year is that?
2020?
I liked how you before were hopelessly reaching for the keyboard in the studio.
No, I wasn't.
To try to be like, stretching. I don't know.
But I will tell you that the Death was William Sadler, and I should have known that. It bothers me. I don't. If you remember him from, he was in Shawshank Redemption.
That's
he was
cool.
in
okay.
The Mist.
Shawshank
a lot of the Frank Darabont movies.
Best 4 out of 7.
And they're getting him again? I like
yeah,
that.
He's back. It's pretty funny because they signed on Bill, Ted, and Death.
Bill, Ted, and Death.
Which by the way, I know does part 2 get a lot of flack? Like, do people like?
No, people hate it.
Bogus
I love
Journey?
It.
I love Bogus Journey.
I think it's fantastic.
I actually liked it better than the original, and I feel like I'm in the minority with
definitely
that.
Definitely are.
Okay.
For
definitely
some
are.
Reason, I don't know why, but I watched it as a kid, and I remember there was that one scene where
Grandma's Kisses?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. You're horrified?
Yes.
Nightmares. Agreed.
But that image is always in my head.
Yes.
I don't get why.
Because it was meant to be in your head.
Scarred us for life.
Yeah. Like, I don't remember much about that movie, except for that
kisses.
One scene, all the doors that he kept opening
yes.
and walking into.
There was an Easter bunny. I remember that.
Oh my God. Yeah. Whoa. Ooh.
There's something about that scene.
Bogus.
It's too bad George Carlin can't come back to be in it.
That was the only thing I was thinking of. Have they actually said what their plan is with that? Like how they're going to handle it?
No, but they're going to have, I heard they're going to have, it's basically going to be the first movie.
But
again.
Handing it off.
Yeah, and they're going to meet different characters, you know, from history and, you know, all that fun stuff.
Is Paul Feig directing it?
No, the original director.
That would be horrible.
That would be terrible. It's the same crew.
It's Ghostbusters all
over
again.
It's going to be all women.
Yeah. And apparently, I didn't realize it, it's the same guy who did Galaxy Quest, right?
Quest. Oh, that's awesome.
Correct.
Okay, now I'm on
board. You're now
I'm
we're safe.
In. There we go.
Which, what else has he done? You're the director expert.
I think he made the Red movies with Bruce Willis.
Okay.
I know he did the sequel. He's done a lot of TV. He's done Modern Family. He's done Masters of Sex. He's done the Santa Clarita Diet, the Drew Barrymore
I'm
Netflix
into that show.
Which,
I've been watching that show.
That was
very
also
much
renewed.
Into.
Awesome.
Yeah.
He's done Galaxy Quest. That's all that matters. All you have to do is Galaxy Quest and you're good.
You know, that's another movie that for a long time has been on the radar of like, when are we getting a sequel, and I feel like that's deserved.
I know that was in line for it, but then Alan Rickman passed away, and a lot of that clatter went away.
God. Don't remind me.
Sorry.
Jesus.
I'm sorry.
That was so heartbreaking.
But that's the main reason. I know they were talking about it, and then that kind of derailed a lot of things.
Damn.
So.
Yeah, because you can't replace him.
No.
No.
Oh, man, I forgot
that he died. No, I'm sad.
I'm sorry.
I got to meet him before he died,
and that is
a stamp on my list of things that I'm very happy.
Jealous.
That
I hate you.
Why?
Because
he was very shy when I met him too.
Oh,
which
you're
I'll
making
mention.
It worse. You're just killing me.
He was very humble and shy. Mm. Anyway, I was gonna say I want to meet Gary Oldman too, and I feel like they're like almost like the same person.
Mm. Well, Bill and Ted would be a movie I would watch on MoviePass if it exists by the time Bill
segue!
And Ted. But I doubt it'll exist by the time that movie comes out.
What's going on with MoviePass?
So many things.
What's happening?
I feel like they're like the new Wolf of Wall Street company. I can imagine like in the headquarters, they're just like hiring midget prostitutes and doing coke in the bathroom.
We're going to movies a lot. well, a few things. Number one, so I was one of the very outraged people when they cut off, and we, I think we mentioned this already on a previous episode, but they cut off your ability to watch the same movie twice. So if you already saw like the Avengers, you can't go back and see the Avengers again. That's it. You got your Avengers quota. That's for the, ever. And then they also for a little while had only had a plan going that you only can only see four movies a month.
That they pulled back.
They pulled that back.
The main issue what they're doing is every time they announce something, they just retract it 2 weeks later.
Yeah.
They offered like this three movies a month plus 3 months of iHeart Radio because that's what people go see movies want. They want a radio subscription.
So this podcast is on iHeart, the iHeart Radio app.
Did I say a heart? This is great.
But they haven't retracted
Make
the
it
ability.
12 months.
They haven't retracted the ability to see the same movie more than once, which sucks because I feel like that's more important than other things. But their whole argument is like, well, there's like some guy hanging out in front of the theater going, yo, you want to see some Avengers? And then like using his movie pass and like selling tickets on the side.
But my new favorite thing, I don't know if you know about this, is so the new policy is you have to take a picture of your ticket stub. So So let's say you want to see, it's today, whatever day it is, let's say it's Tuesday and you want to see Avengers, which you have to see it today. They're trying to prevent you from seeing Avengers on, say, Friday when you're going to buy your ticket on Tuesday. So like you might trick MoviePass in the past by saying, oh, I'm going to buy a ticket today. And then the money goes in your debit card, but you really buy a ticket for Friday over the weekend when you really want to see it. I know you've done that.
I wasn't going to say that,
but I know you've done that.
What do I get to revoke my card? I don't use it.
It matters to MoviePass because they don't want you to buy tickets like during the prime time. They want you to buy it on the day you're going to buy it. And then that's what it is. Because they're
MoviePass
trying.
MoviePass needs to get their shit together.
Well, this is how they're attempting to get their shit together. They're going to make you take a picture of your ticket stub on the day you buy your ticket. So let's say it's Tuesday and you want to go see Avengers. You click on your pass on MoviePass and want to see Avengers on Tuesday. And you go buy your ticket. You have to take a picture of the stub within the MoviePass
app. Too much work. Yeah. I'm exhausted.
It's a lot of work.
Just listening to you made me tired.
Here's where the fun comes in. MoviePass is outsourcing their photo supervision to something either on Yahoo
or
Google.
Mechanical Turk. It's Amazon.
Mechanical Turk. Yes. So technically, the pictures are public, and it's shocking the amount of people who don't understand how to take a picture of their movie stub. I want to say about 10% of the people actually take a picture of their MoviePass debit card. Another half take a picture of the receipt that's not the ticket stub, and a lot of other people who know what they're doing either draw dick pics or their actual dick.
That's amazing.
Or take a photo of themselves, and it's amazing. There's a whole subreddit dedicated to this where just people post these pictures, and it's the best thing ever. I love it.
What would you do if, like, if you were like,
I'm not gonna do anything because I still want my movie.
But
pass.
I'm saying, if you don't want your movie pass anymore, if you decide like enough of this, and then if they're like, yeah, but we just need to see that picture, please, sir. How would you go out on the high note? What is your, like,
what's your middle
taking
finger
a crap
to
on the boss's desk? Yeah.
I don't know. I'd like if there's a MoviePass competitor, I guess I would take a picture of that. I don't know, but there's no competition to MoviePass.
You're not gonna like take a dick pic with the
no, because that's already been done. Stub. I'm not doing that.
What if you put the stub on it?
go see fun with Dick and Jane with my dick.
Yeah.
Be a big hit
on Reddit.
Be a small hit. this is the new policy for MoviePass and the stock. If you're paying attention to the stock, it's owned by a parent company called Helios and Matheson. When MoviePass first announced their $9.95 plan, the stock rose to $33, up from the like $4 or $5 it was at now. Hmm. Now it's at about 98 cents.
The latest news I saw is that they have, I think, about $4 million left in like money they can spend on tickets.
But the CEO is like going berserk. Oh, we've got all this money and creditors and we're fine.
Here's the thing. They're trying to, this is my logical thought for a moment before we get back to talking dick pics. They need a daddy with a deep pocket. They need like Google or something.
Speaking of dick pics.
They need a leather daddy.
No, because their whole thing is like, oh, we're going to get into data. We're going to get into like tracking you, which I'm like, look, I know that Google is reading my emails to like find out how to target ads to me and stuff.
Right.
But I don't want to think about it. Don't like wave a thing in front of me saying you can see all the movies you want, just give us all your information, because like make that the background thing. But they're doing it so upfront that
he announced that during a convention, like, we're tracking you.
We know where all our customers are.
Smart.
That.
But then they had to like double back on that, and they had to turn the feature off on the app because people were like, wait, what? You're doing what to my phone?
So they need, they need to get their shit together.
Yes.
And they're trying, obviously.
And they bought Movie Phone, which is still a thing. I didn't know if you knew that. And they're trying to basically make this saying, okay, we're going to like, you know, it's kind of like Google giving email for free. We're going to give movie tickets for free, but we're going to take all the data from all these different places. But they just need deeper pockets, and they don't. And I think every month that goes by that I get charged for my movie pass, it's like, one more.
Yeah.
We're going to do this. One more.
The other thing they're trying to do as a last ditch effort is they're buying certain movies or stakes in certain movies. There's one that they bought, I saw at Sundance, was called American Animals with Evan Peters. It's about a sort of documentary, but really real story about these kids who rob a college library that has these rare books. Yeah. And it was good. But I don't know how MoviePass is going to help that movie, because as much as they want to sell it, we can go see it anyway on MoviePass. Like MoviePass will obviously advertise it on the app. Maybe that's where it comes in, more exposure by like, you know, getting an email from MoviePass, say, hey, you know, use MoviePass to go see movie X.
Yeah.
And that might be American Animals. So I don't know. I hope MoviePass stays forever, because I'm saving a lot of money.
Yeah. And I will say the one last thing too, is like the MoviePass customer service is on Twitter.
Do they have customer service?
I've heard it. It's a rumor. On Twitter, they're trying to do that snarky Twitter account thing, like Wendy's and everything.
Yeah, no.
And it's like, don't do this now when everyone's pissed off at you. And it's like rolling into Monday like this. And then everyone's just, me, including me, just flooding them back with like, yeah, your company's falling apart. Like, speaking of things that are falling apart and movies that people want to definitely see. No, before we get out of here, this weekend movies.
This weekend in movies.
Oh, we got some good
Theme song.
Okay.
You know what I've been really looking forward to?
What?
Like a laugh out loud.
It seems so fake. What?
What? Tell us, Tommy. What?
Just like something I can like go to the theater and be like, just eat some popcorn and like laugh out loud.
Tell
like
us about it.
Fart jokes and like fat people falling down. Is there any like Melissa McCarthy movies coming out in the near future?
You know what?
Tommy,
it is so funny you planned to say that, and I planned to answer with this.
Wow.
It's called Life of the Party, and it's coming out this weekend. If you like Melissa McCarthy in certain life shenanigans, you're going to love this. She goes to college to find herself in a midlife crisis.
Wow.
For the fifth time. This time she gets it right.
Oh, so it's like,
that's great.
It's a lot of hijinks, like back to school, right?
Yes. I think she gets divorced by, who plays her husband? And it's going to bother me.
No.
It's someone from SNL.
Is it Liam Hemsworth?
I got to look it up. It's going to bother me. She gets divorced. It's not Liam Hemsworth. Gets divorced. Decides to go to college where her daughter goes.
Naturally.
And finds herself.
Let me guess. She's going to go to a frat party and get drunk and embarrass her daughter.
Yeah.
That's going to happen in this movie.
Okay. 100%. I haven't seen this. 100%. I haven't seen this. Have you guys seen the trailers or anything?
No.
Okay. Yes.
I'm going to throw some stuff out there that just off the top of my head. I have not seen the trailer. Okay. And tell me yes or no if this happens.
I can only go based on the trailer, but
that's what I mean. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I'm assuming there's got to be like a keg stand.
Yep.
Okay. That's it. If she's going to find herself at college, I'm assuming, does she look like frumpy in the beginning and then they try to like doll her up, like give her a makeover?
Yep.
College.
Check.
Yep.
Does she fall? Does she like have some romantic thing with like a college guy or a teacher?
Yep.
Is it a really?
There's no way I'm getting this.
Did you write this movie?
I swear to God. No. But more importantly, these are just like such the surface like guesses. I haven't even seen the trailer.
But I mean, to be fair, the trailer always is going to feature the most surface level things of a slapstick college.
Yeah, but come on,
older woman. No, but you got it all right. That's all happening, and the husband is Matt Walsh from Veep.
Oh, okay. Oh. That makes sense.
Yes.
I love Matt Walsh.
Yeah, I love him.
Julie Bowen is in it as well from Modern Family.
Oh, wait. Does she play like someone like a... She's not a friend. She plays like...
The mom of another college kid?
Or like a dean or something.
Nope.
Or like... No?
Nope. She's the
bad guy.
She's the new gal in the husband's life.
Okay, so but she's still the bad guy.
Yeah, I guess
that's where I was going with that.
Mm-hmm. She's not associated with the college, but her the husband leaves Melissa McCarthy for Julie Bowen. Wow. Hence the college trip.
Whoa!
So excited.
That's coming out this weekend.
Are you using your movie pass for that?
I will probably
absolutely.
But like on a Tuesday after work.
Careful though, because once you use it, you can't see it again.
Oh darn!
So pay attention to all the subtleties of the humor.
What they say
of the movie.
Yes.
Okay.
The only other one that I know that's coming out is called Breaking In with Gabrielle Union.
Yep.
She's a mom
in
who has a job.
Does she break in?
No, but people break into her house.
Oh. And she defends her home and her children.
But she's like outside of the home. She has to break in to her own home to save her kids
from the break-in.
From the break-in of the people who broke in.
Wow. That is genius.
Breaking in.
That sounds like a smart
and
film.
And I bet you at the end, she's going to have to break out.
That's
so
deep.
Just to throw this out there.
Yes.
My original thought based on the actor I was given and the title of the movie, my original guess, and this is, I guess, is more if it's of a comedy, is going to be that it was about someone who was an ex-con who then has sort of like a secret to my success type situation where they like start as an intern at a corporation and then they break into the industry.
Wow.
See, get it? Because it's,
like
it's
lean
two
in?
Things. Like,
like that Robert De Niro movie, The Intern?
Yes. But like she was an ex-con.
Wrong.
And then she broke in to a career. No. See, get it?
It's
a
breaking in.
Gabriel Union is
Gabriel.
Gabriel. Gabriel.
Mr. Gabriel.
Gabriel Byrne Union. Yes.
But yeah, it's very slim because people still want to go see Avengers, so no movies coming out. But the weekend after that, which hopefully everyone will go see, is Deadpool 2.
Ooh.
Electric Boogaloo.
I can't wait. Jenna?
I can wait forever because I'll never see it.
Why?
How?
Deadpool sucks. I'm going to say it.
Don't just
okay.
All right.
This
listen,
is,
guys.
There's only so much time in this podcast
I know.
Left.
Do we have an hour? Because I'll tell you why.
No, you
I
have
hate
about
Deadpool.
58 seconds.
Deadpool sucks.
Spill it.
I just don't. I think it's too over the top and it's like in your face. It's too much. It's just like, okay,
you're
we get it. You break the fourth wall. You talk to the audience. You curse and you like chimichangas and you say outlandish things.
These all sound like amazing things.
Yeah, right. Like chimichangas are amazing. Don't get me wrong. But I'm just not into Deadpool. I didn't
really?
See the first one and I will not see
you
this
didn't
one.
You didn't even see it?
No, I'm not. I hate Deadpool.
You don't get to see it.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you ever been to Comic, have you ever been to Comic-Con? Yeah, yeah. Right. Okay.
I can already see where you're getting at this. I get
the Deadpools at Comic-Con. If you're a nerd and you feel me on this, because the Deadpools, there's just hundreds of
flooding.
Deadpools.
All right. I will let you have this opinion if you go.
Thank you.
If you go see Deadpool. The original. Watch the original.
Okay. All right.
Ignore
fair.
Ignore the douchers at Comic-Con.
Okay.
Yeah. Who just love the fact there's a merc with a mouse so they can be an asshole.
Right. Yeah.
And go see the movie. Because I think you might
dressed
like it.
It's like Deadpool dressed as the Pope. That's hilarious.
Well, people suck in general. Why you don't.
It's
you
just
know
like,
that.
I don't know. Deadpool makes me angry.
Okay. That's okay.
But I will
but
watch
I want,
it.
I want
I
you
will.
To watch it. And then if you still feel the same way, I'll stop.
I probably will.
I'll stop fighting.
I watched John Mulaney stand up, so you should watch Deadpool.
Not funny.
Well, speaking of that, did you guys watch Rampage?
No.
Yeah.
You did?
No.
All right. I'm ending on Rampage. We're not going to ever see
Rampage.
Rampage.
I probably will watch it. I'll probably watch it when it's on.
Yeah.
Why?
Because The Rock.
Really?
And animals.
And the gorilla.
Plop from The Office is in it.
Fine. He's not a. Is he on the title card? Like the.
No. He plays like some executive that he looks like he's like a toddler in a suit. It's great.
Well, I'll give you this before we get out of here, but I did watch John Mulaney and I get it.
Yay. Finally. It only took 4 years.
The whole Mick Jagger on SNL thing is pretty funny.
It was okay. I'm just saying he's a little much. He's a little much.
Great.
And I think the most upsetting thing is, and I sent this to Maxwell via email.
Alta Vista.
One of his bits is about J.J. Bitterbinder.
Bittenbinder.
Bittenbinder.
Who, like, I get I'm giving it to him, whatever, but like, Mr. Show with Bob and David,
right,
did an entire character based on that guy in 1999. I'm not saying it's like a ripoff or anything,
I'm just saying,
and it was the only reason I knew about that because I was never exposed to the actual JJ Bittenbinder, whatever. is I we can maybe save this for next week, but I listened to the commentary track on every single episode of Mr. Show, which was fantastic. It's like the best.
I did love Mr.
commentary.
Show.
Have you ever listened to the commentary?
No, I have not.
It's literally a radio show. Like they start like overdubbing their own voices while watching the show and making fun of themselves. And think of David Cross and Bob Odenkirk and Patton Oswalt was in there somewhere. And there's a lot of guys. And it's great, and I highly recommend it. But we'll talk more about stuff like that next week.
Can't wait.
I can't wait either.
Me too.
Okay, thank you. Who are you texting?
Nobody.
You're very becoming like the Jeff from Community.
I'm trying to plan my next MoviePass movie.
All right.
Before it goes away.
Well, you can only see it one time. Remember that.
I don't watch Mr. Show. That's why I was tuning out.
You don't watch Mr. Show?
No.
All right. That's what you have to watch. That's everyone's homework. Your homework is Deadpool, Jenna. Maxwell, your homework. I'll give you the DVDs, you son of a bitch.
I don't have a DVD player.
Well, I'll burn them for you. Can we do that? Is that still a thing?
I'll
rip them.
Okay.
Rip them.
And you have to watch Rampage.
On your
I'm not watching you Rampage. Give me better homework. Give me homework I'll actually do.
All right. I'll give you a foreign movie that stars The Rock and has...
All right, we're going to get out of here. Oh, that time is up. I can't... This Week in Pop on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and YouTube and SoundCloud and all the things. It's This Week in Pop. We'll be back next week for more of This Week in Pop. Bye.